WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Friday edition of The Opening Bell. The unofficial start of summer is here, and AAA is expecting nearly 43 million Americans will travel this Memorial Day weekend. According to AAA, more than 37.5 million people will travel by car this year, the most on record for the holiday, and 3.5% more than last year. More than 3 million people expected to travel by plane, a nearly 5% increase over last year, and second only to 2005. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming summer travel season this morning. Brian Summers is here from skiff.com. Brian is Senior Aviation Business Editor and joins us via Skype from Los Angeles. Brian, I want to talk a little bit about the summer season, because there's a new report that this is going to be another record year for travel, air travel, all summer long.
Yeah, Steve, we've talked about this before. Summer is just a huge time in the United States and Europe for air travel. You know, Thanksgiving is big, Christmas is big, but, you know, you're talking from June 1st through August 31st. Like, most days are like the Sunday after Thanksgiving, if you can believe it. The kids are out of school. People want to travel. Airlines for America, which is the trade group that represents most of the big U.S. airlines, set an average of 2.8 billion people are going to travel on every day between June 1st and August 31st. And of course, it'll be super big around the big holidays like July 4th and Labor Day. You know, I think this is just a testament to how safe air travel is. You know, folks, there are some folks that prefer to drive. They like to have the control over it. But at the end of the day, statistics have showed us for decades and decades that, you know, flying is so much safer than driving. And you know, there's really nothing to be worried about, Steve. I fly all the time. Right now, I feel like I'm flying every 5 days, and it's a perfectly safe operation.
So the 2.8 million figure would be about a 3.5% over last summer. And it seems like every year we keep having another record year for travelers. How are the airlines handling it all?
You know, airlines are handling it okay. The big rub this summer is, you know, these airlines, three of them don't have the 737 MAX to fly. You know, airlines planned their schedule a year ago, and they thought that they were going to have a certain number of aircraft this summer. And lo and behold, something happened, and Southwest, United, and American all have quite a bit fewer aircraft than they expected. So they've been proactively canceling some flights. People, you know, if you go to AA.com and you put in your record locator, you may see, you know, American canceled that flight because they just don't think they're going to be able to run it in July. That's sort of the biggest issue that we're facing right now. Airlines have become overall more reliable over the last few years. United and Delta especially are running pretty impressive operations right now.
You know, and the next question, I think a lot of people are thinking, well, does this mean I will have higher fares this summer or lower fares this summer? What can you tell us about fares?
Oh, it's complicated, Steve. It's always complicated. Airlines for America, which is the trade group that put out this press release about the number of people flying this summer, say that, you know, inflation-adjusted airfares declined for a fourth consecutive year this year, and the average domestic fare is dropping to about $350. Of course, nobody actually pays the average fare, right? That's why it's the average. You know, some routes travelers are doing pretty well on. Generally, if Frontier or Spirit, the two discount carriers in the United States, they fly the route. United, American, Delta, Southwest, they're all going to drop their fares to match. When there's no competition, you know, a route like Chicago to Knoxville, Tennessee, or very little competition, you're going to pay more for your airfare. It's just all a function of supply and demand and competition.
Well, you know, Brian, you're the expert. That's why we have you on every Friday, and we appreciate it. As we get ready to kick off the summer travel season, what's like the number one or number two pieces of advice you could give travelers to make it not only less stressful, but to perhaps make it more cheaper for them to fly?
Well, here's something to lessen the stress a little bit. I'm always surprised at how few people download the app of the airline that they're flying. I mean, even if you're only flying once a year, download the app, use it while you are traveling, because something very interesting has happened recently, both on United and Delta. If either of those two airlines delays or cancels a flight, they're going to allow you to rebook yourself on the app. It is seamless. It is easy. You don't have to be an elite frequent flyer. The app will give you a note. It'll say your flight has been delayed 2 hours. You know, do you want to change your flight? It'll give you a list of options. You'll pick the option that you want, and you'll be on your way. You're not going to have to call the 800 number. You're not going to have to wait in line at O'Hare. I'm always kind of shocked in 2019 about how many people are still waiting in line. I mean, of course, this isn't perfect, right? In order to rebook yourself, the airline is still going to have to have a seat for you, and maybe around the July 4th weekend, you know, Delta, United, they're just not going to have any seats for you, and you're going to be out of luck. But generally, Steve, the apps work so well for rebooking yourself. I'm amazed. It's been a giant advance. As far as getting deals when you travel, this really hasn't changed. You have to fly when other people don't want to fly. So Thursdays, Fridays, Sundays, those are bad days in the summer. Everybody wants to fly. Generally, you always have the best bet with cheap deals if you're going to fly Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday. It's just when fewer people want to fly.
Brian, you mentioned the 737 MAX earlier. It might be a good segue into that part of the conversation, a little bit more on that. We had a couple of different viewpoints from CEOs this past week, one from Ryanair and the other from United. The United CEO says there's going to have to be a little hand-holding when this 737 gets back into the air, with passengers maybe a little timid. Ryanair has just the opposite viewpoint.
Yeah, Ryanair has an interesting way of dealing with its customers. It's always had this basic idea that if the flights are cheap enough, people are going to come. They don't have to treat their passengers that well. They can undercut the competition. They can still make money, and the passengers will come back even if they had a bad experience. United is, of course, a different type of airline. It's a full-service airline. Oscar Munoz did say this week he thinks that there will be some need for hand-holding. That makes sense. You know, I've talked to people, I'm sure you've talked to people, who are just skittish about flying the 737 MAX, and I think it'll be a while until most people are willing to fly the airplane. You probably also saw, Steve, that Oscar Munoz at United said he'd be on the first flight, that he would trust it. I'm not going to be on the first flight, but I absolutely would be. It's not something that makes me nervous. I always tell people, and you know, I don't want to be flippant here, but you know, I take a lot of Ubers to the airport, and that is kind of more dangerous statistically than flying on an airplane.
Yeah, very good point. And as we mark the 40th anniversary this weekend of the American 191 crash at O'Hare, we're reminded of that a lot. I know that's going to be on the minds of a lot of people as they fly out from Chicago this weekend.
I wanted to mention one thing, Steve, though. I grew up in Chicago in the 1980s. And, you know, when we talk about travelers having short memories, when I was flying the DC-10 in the late 80s and the 90s on United from Chicago, I hadn't known what happened in 1979. I certainly wasn't worried about it. And I just think as time passes, people kind of forget what happened in the future. And I suspect that in a decade or so, folks will be flying on the 737 MAX and not really remember what happened, as long as it's safe from here on out.
All right, Brian, great conversation. Thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve.
Brian Summers, Senior Aviation Business Editor for Skift.com. Make sure you follow @Skift on Twitter and @Brian Summers.